Disclaimer. The intent of this podcast is to provide entertainment and general information.
If our delivery is marked by a comedic twist, it is simply a way to reflect our fun-loving nature.
We do not intend to personally attack or mock the people involved, their experiences, and their mental and physical conditions.
We also do not condone spreading misinformation and perpetrating hateful agenda.
If any of our topics might be a trigger for you,
we suggest you proceed with caution.
Cripsilog. Cripsilog.
Hello, welcome creepers. This is Cripsilog.
But the Yinsa podcast, si Barbara.
We are your hosts. I'm Gideon.
This is Glenn. Hello.
Good morning. Hindi, akala ko nade-delay ka. Okay. In Cripsilog, we discuss creepy stories, murder, true crime, conspiracy theory, and what else, Glenn?
Ano nga yung mga sinasabi ko? TV series, movies, documentaries, mystery stories, and real life experiences.
Yeah, with twisted Pinoy humor.
Yeah.
Hi, kamusta kayo? Happy Monday.
Monday na naman, no ba yan?
Ay,
pero happy holidays. Yeah. Happy holidays.
Oh!
Holiday ngayon.
Totoo ba? November 2 yun, tama ba?
Yes.
Or 1?
November 2. Happy,
oh, yun, happy.
All Souls Day.
Day, yeah.
Happy ba dapat?
Ay! Ay, ano? Hindi ko alam eh.
Yata, I think. Kasi fiesta. Ayan, sige. Di ba nga sa Tagalog, fiesta ng patay? So, fiesta.
Oh, so sabagay, may kainan, di ba, pag sa cemetery one. Well, for this year, hindi tayo pupunta. Kasi,
yeah.
You know naman.
Sila na lang dadalaw sa atin.
Oh, yeah. So, mag-ready na kayo, no? Ay, nga pala, since hindi tayo makapag extra service, sabihin ko na lang din ngayon, tungkol dun sa, ano, what's family annihilation. Yung, kasi diba merong kumalat na news before na may multo daw kasi nandun yung mga bata.
Yeah.
Diba napanood mo yung video na yun? Ala, nakalimutan ko kung sino yung nag-send.
Actually, marami. Marami nag...
Marami ba yung hindi, iyon, tungkol doon, marami. Pero may nagsabi na hindi naman daw talaga multo yun yung mga bata. Anak daw yun ni Nicole. Na nag-status si Nicole na, uy, hindi, anak ko yun, hindi yun multo. Parang ganon.
Yeah, oo. Siguro dahil hindi natin sila nakita doon sa, ano, video, docu.
Oo, so parang, alam, ba't di naman pinakita na kasama niya? Ang kasama niya lang yung isang malaki, di ba?
Yung anak niya.
Oh, anak niya din. Tapos may anak pa pala siyang maliit na nandun. Okay. Wow. So, yun. yun lang. Kasi hindi tayo makapag-extra service. Eh, gusto ko i-add yun. Ayun. Okay. So, for today, it's going to be an interesting murder ulit. Di ba? Balik tayo sa murder. Kasi, kaya ako napili to kasi merong isang factor dito that makes it fascinating, interesting, di ba?
Ano yun?
Okay, ito kasi yung nangyari. On the evening of July 22, 1995, 15-year-old Elise Pauler left her home to hang out with three teenage boys who had promised her drugs. Later that evening, the three, aged 14, 15, and 16, held her down, stabbed her, and later had sex with her dead body.
Hala?
Okay. Pero ang kakaiba dito, yung motive nila kung bakit nila pinatay.
Ooh, tell us all about it.
Yeah, pinatay nila si Elise as a sacrifice for the devil.
La.
Yeah. So, this is the satanic murder of Elise Pauler. Yeah. So, mga ano to, mga bagets. No? Although, iba yung age of consent yata, no? Sa ibang lugar, baka liable na sila, di ba?
I think. Or pero naka matry pa rin sila as ano, minors.
Oo.
Tara.
Tara. So no, start na ba natin? Start na po tayo.
Yes, let's go.
So okay. So no one could have predicted kung ano yung mangyayari kay beautiful Elise Marie Poller when she snuck out to meet a few friends. Yeah, especially not Elise. So nung 90s, 1995 sa anto, Arroyo Grande, California. Mataas yung a volume ng crime, ng violent crime specifically. Nagde-decide ako kung special or specifically. Okay.
Yun ang nanalo, specifically.
Yung wala sa dictionary. Okay. Kasi maraming ano, alam yung maraming gangs nung 90s, alam mo yun, di ba? So, the area was a hotbed for stabbing talaga, shooting. Kasi parang naging regular part of life na siya. Nung 1995, meron ngang 100 violent crimes sa population ng 14,000. So, mataas yung volume ng krimen talaga. So, noong July 22, 1995, si Elise Marie Poller, siya yung magiging latest victim ng krimen na ito.
Shit.
Nung gabing yun, nung araw na yun, ano ba talaga gabi or gabi? Nanonood siya sa bahay ng TV. Diba? Chill-chill lang. Regular. So, Elise was a lively and friendly girl na active sa sports, tsaka sa theater, tsaka part siya ng choir sa church. Tapos, gusto niya rin na maging actress. Diba? Nonetheless, she was not an ordinary teenager kasi ganun din siya, into alcohol, into marijuana, tapos, alam mo, typical kid din naman. Diba? Yeah, parang, no, ayan. Although, hindi pa ako nakakapatry nun.
Ako din, no.
Ayan. Tapos, nung nanonood siya ng TV, nag-ring yung phone niya kasi tumawag sila Jacob de Lashmut, Royce Casey, and Joseph Ferriola. Ini-invite siya na tara mag-ano tayo, anong tawag doon? Mag-shot? Kasi mag-marijuana and drugs daw. Anong tawag doon? Hit. Mga ganun ba? Oo, yan. And, so ang ginawa niya, nagpaalam siya sa mga magulang niya para matulog. Tapos, nung nandito siya sa kwarto niya, lumabas siya ng bahay, tumaka siya.
Ayun,
pinuntahan
lang
niya yung mga kaibigan niya. Ayan. Tapos, pumunta siya sa isang eucalyptus grove malapit sa kanila. Tapos, para doon sila mag-smoke ng pot. And, ayun, chill-chill, di ba? Na-meet niya si Jacob de Lashmut sa isang recovery center, sa Mariposa Community Recovery Center. Kasi, they were both getting treatment for drug and alcohol usage. Tapos, si Joseph Ferriola naman, same school sila, kaya lang umalis na dun sa school. Tapos si Royce Casey naman, common friend nila Joseph Ferriola and Jacob de Lashmut. So, tapos nag-aaral siya sa isang nearby high school after niyang makick out sa kanilang, sa isa niyang school. Yeah. So, medyo yung record net ng mga taon to, medyo hindi maganda.
May diba? Track record na rin pagdating sa...
Ayan.
And mga edad nila, 14, 15, 16, di ba?
Mga ganun. So may na-kick out, may into rehabilitation, so ayan. Which is good, nagre-rehab, ayan. Kaya lang, eto, while their soon-to-be victim was probably relaxing and just enjoying the night nung nag-wee-weeds na sila, itong tatlong to, may maitim na balak.
Ay.
So, siguro tsumitsyempo lang pala sila. So, chill-chill. Ayan, kwentuhan. Tapos, sabay drugs and marijuana. During that time, ang ginawa ni Delashmut, he took off his belt, tapos he quickly wrapped it around Elise's neck. Si Casey naman, sinunggaban niya din si Elise, tapos pinin down niya, hawak yung kamay and yung arms niya. Tapos, itong si Friola, he pulled out a hunting knife and started stabbing her in the neck.
Baka sakit na, okay.
Tapos, after saksakin ni Casey, sumunod naman, ay sorry, si Friola, after saksakin ni Friola, sumunod naman si Delashmut tsaka si Casey. Inabot ni Friola yung hunting knife sa kanilang dalawa, tapos sila din nakisaksak sa kay Elise. All this time na nangyayari itong pangsasaksak kay Elise, nagpe-pray si Elise, tapos she was calling out for her mother. Pero it didn't stop the boys. So instead, they started stomping on her neck, trying to end her life quicker.
Hello?
Tapos, after a while, nung namatay na din si Elise, they took turns raping her dead body.
Shit.
Yeah. So, itong pagpatay kay Elise, hindi naman siya spur of the moment eh. They have been planning to kill Elise. Gusto kasi nila ng quote-unquote sacrifice to the devil. They were into heavy metal eh. And yun yung music na genre nila. And also, they are in a band. Ang tawag sa banda nila, Hatred. Kasi gusto nilang achieve yung level of quote-unquote craziness that they needed for them to go professional. Yun yung sabi nila. Quote yun, go professional. Tapos, after nilang gawin yung crime nila, iniwan nila yung body doon sa eucalyptus grove sa Nipomo Mesa. Yung lugar doon sa California. Jay Colista, alam mo ba kung saan to? But the three would often continue to have sex with her corpse over the course of 8 months. Ay, sorry, hindi naman 8 months, diba? Syempre naagnas na siya. Pero after niyang patayin, tapos iniwan niya dila doon, babalik-balik pa sila para rapin. Siguro up until the point na kaya pa, di ba? Yung hindi pa naagnas.
Hala, shit.
Yeah, they performed necrophilia on her corpse. Later, tapos, friends would come forward and testify against them. Kasi, alam mo ba yung nakinukwento pa pala nila ito sa mga kaibigan nila?
Na?
Pero hindi nila pinansin. Alam mo yung kasi akala nila nagjo-joke lang itong mga to. Although nagka-news na nawawala na si Elise, tapos kinakwento nitong mga tao na, oo, pinatay namin yan, ni-rape namin. Pero, nobody took them seriously. Kahit itong si Feriola, sinabi niya to sa nanay niya eh. Pero, ayun, hindi, wala. Dead ma lang sila. Kasi nga, joke lang. Feeling nila joke lang. Alam mo yung mga kabataan na,
Nagyayabang lang, ganyan.
Nagyayabang. Sabagay, may track record na din naman sila ng ganun. Tapos, they continued doing this all the while Elise's family and friends were searching for her, not knowing na itong 15-year-old girl patay na pala and malapit lang sa kanila. Hindi makikita yung body nila ni Elise for another 8 months. So, nung March of 1996, Elise's body was discovered. A pathologist who performed the autopsy ni-note niya na namatay na-stab si Elise 12 times. But none of the wounds proved to be fatal. She slowly died of blood loss. So, ayan, medyo matagal pa yung suffering na na-experience ni Elise. Kasi hindi siya right away namatay. Her body had been found, but authorities had no idea to attack. Who attacked her? Kasi sobrang grabe yung nangyari, di ba? Sinaksak and then ni-rape pa nung patay na. So, ang ginagawa nung mga police, ang initial na hypothesis nila is that somebody na violent offender yung gumawa. Like yung alamin na punta na sila sa database nila para hanapin kung sino kaya yung probably gumawa nito. Nobody suspected that the three teenage boys na she considered friends ang gumawa nung krimen na to. So itong medyo may ano ah, hindi ko alam kung ano yung totoo kasi based doon sa mga na-research ko, dalawa yung possible na nangyari kung paano na-discover yung body. So, basahin ko muna yung una. So, si Royce Casey, along with his friends, had practiced satanics. Ay, akin ba yun?
Yeah.
Ay, okay, yung alarm ko, okay. Ano yun? Ba't nag-alarm? Okay, game. Si Royce, they had practiced, silang tatlo, they practiced satanism for a while before the murder. Alam mo, di ba nagkaroon na satanic panic noong 80s na nag-creeped in into the 90s. So, alam mo yung idea ng mga tao sa satanism na, ano yun, devil worshiper, nag-sacrifice, into occult, mga ganyan.
Yeah.
Pero ito si Casey, he changed his views and converted to Christianism. Ay, Christianity. Tapos, etong new religion niya brought him to the authorities. He was ready to confess his crime. So, another driving factor din kung bakit niya kinontak yung police was that he started to fear for his own life. Kasi, yung dalawa, sila Ferriola and Dalashmut. Tama ba ako? Yeah. Si Ferriola and si Dalashmut. Sinabi sa kanya na, ito yung quote, "She wouldn't be the only one. There would be others." And he felt like they meant him. Na siya naman yung isusunod, si Casey. Although ako, ang iniisip ko, baka ang tinatoko nila, magsasacrifice pa tayo ng iba.
Iba pa, oo.
Oo.
Ba't niya naisip na siya, baka tinitignan nila siya masama?
Kasi nga, ano na siya, hindi na siya Satanist, quote-unquote.
Na ano na siya?
Christian na siya, parang ganon.
Alam mo yung ano?
Hindi siya nagka-practice.
Alam mo may mga friends ka, tapos alam mong medyo iba na yung treatment nila sa'yo. Tapos magkikita-kita kayo parang ano, parang hindi na nila ako ano, ka-circle. Oo,
parang ibang tao na itong mga to.
Tapos,
parang hindi ka na connected sa kanila.
Tapos mag-iisip ka na parang, patama ba sa akin yung sinabi niya?
Ay, parinig? Ba't ka nagpaparinig? Andito naman ako.
Tinamaan ka ba? Mga ganun.
So parang baka, kasi nga, parang hindi na siya kasali doon sa circle ng Satanism, kaya feeling niya siya. Ayun. Pero ang naisip ko naman, alam, mag-sacrifice pa tayo ng iba. So, yun. Ito naman, ito yung sinabi ni Casey doon sa mga investigators. Siya, si Dalashmut and Ferriola, had planned the murder out for over a month before they acted. They would sit around playing death metal music and talk about how they were going to sacrifice Elise to the devil.
Ayun na.
So yung death metal is considered to be a subgenre of heavy metal rock. So usually, dito sa death metal, ang lyrics nito, merong murder, torture, and the occult.
Yes. Nakikinig ka ba ng death metal?
Hindi eh.
May time
ganun
na,
ba talaga?
No? Oh, yun yung usual necrophilia. Ganyan.
Ah, okay.
Killing your family.
Damn.
Basta, tas pag binasa mo yung lyrics, parang, hindi kasi siya, ano, hindi siya yung typical na, di ba yung songs, yung music na pagkakaalam natin, yung may lyrics, may chorus, ganyan. Yun hindi. Dire-diretso lang nagsasalita.
Natapos ay, talaga? Okay, parang isang buong kwento siya, ganun.
Tapos yun, usually, may narrative, may kwento. Tapos ang sobrang violent talaga nung lyrics. Tapos yun, alam mo yung, ganun-ganun yung kumakanta.
As if, kunyari, may sinasapian, mga ganun ba?
Ganun lang ng ganun. Tapos walang ano. Pero for some reason, medyo may ano siya, may kakaiba siyang effect. Depende ano siguro effect? Sa ano mo, depende sa mood mo habang nahikinig. It doesn't always have to be violent yung effect niya. Parang minsan nagiging creative ka. Minsan masarap siyang pakinggan habang nagdo-drawing or nagpipaint-paint ka, ganyan. Parang nilalabas niya yung ano, in at least for me, ah, ganun yung ano niya. But apparently for some people, masyado nilang inanoy literally.
Okay. Literal.
So yan, baka yun yung nangyari sa tatlo.
Iniisip nila na by making this sacrifice to the devil, ire-reward sila ng devil and their band hatred. They styled it after Slayer. Ito yung bandan favorite nila.
Slayer.
Na, nakikinig ka ba nito?
Hindi yan.
Ay, okay. <sorry.
laughs> Hindi ko pa sila nato.
And sa kanila nila nakuha yung idea na kailangan mag-sacrifice ng virgin. Slayer sang about devil worship and sacrifices a lot in their songs. So, pinasabi na ito yung naging influence nila. So, after knowing how the tree had killed Elise and then how they desecrated her corpse, all in the name of Satan, you would think na meron pang ibang shockers dito sa story, but wait, there's more. Ay, taray. So, ayun yung unang story na kung paano siya na-discover. So, may naka-discover ng iba ng body ni Elise. And then, nung hinahanap na nila yung murderer, anong tawag dito, parang kinabahan itong si Casey for his life, tapos saka siya nag-confess sa mga police. Mm-hmm. Another theory is that, another na nabasa ko, kung paano nangyari to, is that bago pa ma-discover yung body ni Elise, si Casey na mismo yung unang lumapit. Siya na yung nag-confess na pinatay namin si Elise, dito namin siya dinala. So, yun. Hindi ko alam. Kasi nga, basis na research ko. Parang, hala, ba't magkaiba? ayun. So, ayun, sinabi ko na lang pareho. So, ang real shocker dito is that they had tried to kill her once before.
So, yung nung night na lumabas, nag-sneak out si Elise? Pangalawa or pang-ilang attempt na nila yon? Okay.
Pangalawa na niya. So, ang nangyari kasi, ito yung sinabi ni Casey. Si The Lashmut, si Firiola, along with another teenager, third friend, so, had plotted and attempted to kill Elise one other time. So, anong nangyari dito? Hindi kasama si Casey. Siguro kinuwento lang nila kay Casey. The boys had asked Elise to go for a walk with them. So, alam mo yung tropa-tropa, lakad tayo, chill lang, ganyan. Tapos, they led her to a steep ravine dun sa same area ni Pomo Mesa. Tapos, one of the boys pretended to slip down the ravine. Tapos, they tried to get Elise to come down to him. Tapos, si Fiorella, she pulled out a knife. Tapos, binato niya yung knife dun sa, yung third friend, unnamed eh, hindi binanggit. Siguro kasi nga hindi naman siya yung ginawa yung krimen. Mm-hmm. Tapos, parang, ayun, binato niya yung knife dun sa third teenager. Tapos, si Fiorella and si The Lashmut, they kept on saying, do it, na parang saksakin mo na si Elise. Kaya lang itong third boy na to, he froze. Tapos, hindi niya tinuloy. Nakatulala lang siya. Ayun, hindi niya sinaksak si Elise. Si Elise naman, akala niya nagjo-joke lang tong mga to. Tapos, kasi hindi niya ni-report yung nangyari and she trusted them enough to go out with them. Na two of them, si The Lashmut and Fiorella, the night she died.
Wow.
So, hindi niya ni-report itong nangyaring to na, alam mo yun, may kuchilyo, may taong may kuchilyo na nasa harap niya, tapos, alam mo yun, may threat na patayin siya.
Shit.
During the interrogation, the investigators tried to wrap their head around the motive for such killing. Tapos, Casey told them again why they felt they had to kill. Tapos ito yung sinabi ni Casey. It was to receive power from the devil to help them play guitar better. So, sabi nila na if they could make a perfect sacrifice to the devil, it would help them to go professional. They would be able to gain more craziness and that would make them play harder and play faster. So, ito talaga yan. Sacrifice for the devil para, alam mo yun, maging magaling sila and sumikat sila. And, ito ang tanong, kung bakit si Elise Pollard? Diba? Kaibigan nila to, ganyan. Tapos ito yung sinabi nila. They picked Elise based on what they thought would appease the devil. Kasi sabi ni Casey, she had blonde hair and blue eyes. And because she was a virgin, she would be a perfect sacrifice for the devil. She was considered the ultimate sin against God, ensuring their ticket to hell. So, siya yung perfect kasi siya, ganito siya, virgin. And diba, ganun naman lagi all throughout history na ang dapat i-sacrifice. Ang lagi sinasacrifice ay yung mga virgin kasi they are considered pure and innocent. And ito yung magugustuhan ng whoever God yung gusto mong pag-sacrifice-an.
Nakakatakot.
And yeah, 'di ba usually mga bata ganon or kasi nga they are tapos virgin, either bata or virgin kasi nga ayun, pure and innocent. 'Di ba nga sa Bible si Abraham dapat ay sacrifice niya dapat si Jacob, tama ako ba? Tama ba ako, Glenn?
Hindi ko alam pangalan.
I don't know. So, the song that inspired the tree the most was ito yung Altar of Sacrifice by Slayer. Okay, Spotify na natin.
Altar of...
So, ang lyrics nun,
tayo ng
ito.
Mag-play tayo ng part ng song.
Ay, ikaw, kung gusto mo, pwede may
pwede
singin.
Pwede na sa pero Spotify, yung... di ba? May bago silang feature.
Ano yun?
Yung parang pwede ka na mag-include ng snippets ng audio straight from Spotify.
Hindi ko pa alam yun ah. Okay.
Tapos license na yun lahat.
Baka ano, beta pa lang, mga
ganun.
Hindi ko pa
nakita ko lang yung
check
announcement.
Ko. Ayun.
Anong sabi?
Ang lyrics specifically is that high priest awaiting dagger in hand spilling the pure virgin blood.
The high priest.
High priest awaiting dagger in hand spilling the pure virgin blood. Parang sacrifice. Ayun. And kailangan virgin. Ayun. So, after their arrest, so many people have wondered what could have caused the three teenage boys to attack someone so viciously and not be bothered by it afterwards. Kasi, ano yun? Drugs ba yun? Kaya, dead ma lang sila? The Lashmo told authorities that they were drug users. They were taking meth regularly. So, ayun. Into shabu pala sila. Or, was it the musical influence of death metal bands and their satanic lyrics?
Ay.
All three would admit that they had practiced Satanism and was very interested in the occult so much that it became an obsession, which continued to consume them and their lives, shifting their reality into a fantasy world fueled by the music and drugs. So si Fiorella admitted na siya yung nauna into occult, into ganito, Satanism, and siya yung nag-introduce sa mga kaibigan niya na nito, ng Satanism. And when he realized na interested itong dalawa pa niya mga kaibigan, si Casey and the Lashmood, he started to share his thoughts. It turned out that even though Fiorella was the youngest, siya yung may pinakaalam dito sa Satanism and sa occult. And siya yung naging leader of the band. Charot, leader of the band. Tapos, itong si Fiorella continued his occult education, collecting all the books he could get his hands on. Tapos nag-research na siya about it sa occult, Satanism, and fellow Satanists. The group also communicated online with other Satanists. Grabe, 1995 may internet na. Ano yung mga dial-up? So, ang ginagawa nila, they started sneaking out at night, breaking into graveyards para scope yung graves na nanakawan nila. So, weird enough. Siguro, may nabasa sila about it na ganung activity dapat yung ginagawa nila. Yeah. Yung nagnanakaw sa mga patay.
Ed Gein.
Tapos, Ed Gein. Even before his conversion to Christianity, it would appear that Casey was having a hard time dealing with the place he was in life. After the murder, he started writing in a journal. Tapos, a continued theme was how he was fighting on the other side. So, ito yung, galing sa kanya mismo yun, tawag niya dito, other side. Itong sa life niya dati, sa Satanism. Casey wrote about how Satan had arisen and now reigning over all. He believed that the serial killers would make the devil happy and how they could appease him more by erecting temples. Killers should sacrifice virgin meat to their dark lord. He wrote about how he enjoyed going back to the eucalyptus grove and admiring their evidence of spiritual supremacy. So, totoo pala, totoo yun, no? Pag may mga killer na bumabalik talaga sila dun sa scene of the crime.
Mm-mm. Parang
para
trophy.
I-admire yung work nila.
Yeah.
So, ito yung meron tayong excerpt from his journal. Itong entry na to, 3 months after the murder. Tapos ito yung sinabi ni Casey. I'm fighting on the other side now, allied with the darkened souls. Satan's raised and shall conquer and reign. In the Bible, it says that in the end, Lucifer will bring out his best in everything. Music, love, murder. All the psycho serial killers and rapists don't know that if they would just build an altar of sacrifice and kill the person on the altar and then have repeated sex with the corpse, virgin meat is the ultimate sacrifice. So, what is it that caused this heinous crime to happen? All three said na itong slayer daw ang naging driving force behind the murder. Yung death metal music ng slayer.
Ay, grabe.
Sabi ni The Lashmouth, kung paano nag-start yung, kung paano sila napunta down that path. It was harmless at first. We used to smoke weed, play guitar, kick it. I was just into heavy metal music. Tapos, then Fiorella was asked, and then Fiorella asked him a question that would change everything. Sabi ni Fiorella, kung if he'd be quote unquote down for sacrificing a virgin, I didn't take it seriously. I said whatever, parang ganon. Ano yun? Ano kaya mag-sacrifice tayo? Parang ganon. Out of nowhere lang. Siguro kasi ito yung mga nabasa ni Fiorella, di ba? Siya yung nag-research talaga dito. So the prosecutor, Deputy District Attorney Dan Butchard, told the court that Elise was a ticket to hell to the three teenage boys and that what they did was, in fact, the ultimate sin against God. In the end, all three pleaded no contest to the murder of Elise Pollard and were sentenced to serve 25 years to life. The three are now being held at different prison facilities in California. Si David and Lison Pollard, ito yung mga parents ni Elise, filed a lawsuit against the band Slayer noong 1996. So they claim that the songs Postmortem and Dead Skin Mask, may tatlo na tayong i-research na, na Slayer song. Postmortem and Dead Skin Mask. Ito, gave their daughter's killers instruction on how to, ito yung nasa lyrics ng mga kantang yon, stalk, rape, torture, murder, and commit acts of necrophilia. The original case was thrown out. So hindi nanalo yung case na yon ng parents ni Elise. Ito yung sinabi ng judge kung bakit. There's not a legal position that could be taken that would make Slayer responsible for the girl's death. Where do you draw the line? You might as well start looking through the library at every book on the shelf. Her parents filed a second lawsuit, this time on the basis that Slayer, quote-unquote, knowingly distributed harmful materials to minors. So, ang law firm na Milberg, Weiss, Berhard, Heinz, and Lerach, ang dami, represented the Pollards. So, ito yung sabi nila, the distribution and marketing of the obscene and harmful material to adolescent males constituted aiding and abetting of the criminal's acts described in this complaint. They also felt that none of the vicious crimes committed against Elise Marie Pollard would have occurred without the intentional marketing strategy of the death metal band Slayer.
Hello?
Oh, yun yung sabi nila. Ito naman, yung record label, they said na they warned the public and the children's parents. Kasi, di ba, alam mo, naglalagay sila ng sticker, di ba?
Yeah, same nilalagay natin sa ano.
Sa mga nilalagay natin sa cover natin. Meron silang may warning sila, 'di ba? Slayer's albums also contain violence and sexual language in their lyrics warning. So, ayun yung sabi naman ng record label. Naglalagay kami ng warning dito.
Pero alam mo, diba? Minsan bilang dumaan naman tayo sa pagka-teenager, alam mo yung time na pa-edgy ka, pa-cool. Pag nakakita ka ng album na may ganun, mas na-attract ka pa doon. Ay!
Totoo. Kasi parang bawal ba to?
Hardcore. Pakinggan nga natin.
Bawal sa akin to. Ganyan. Kasi may mga something na pang-adult lang. Mas nakaka-excite.
Saka yung time na naghahanap ka pa ng ano mo, na parang, ano kayang trip ko sa buhay? Ano kayang identity ko? Matry ko nga itong mga ano na to. Mga ganyan.
Parang naalala ko pa nga may ganto dati si Eminem na siya kasi yung nakita ko.
Ah, yeah. Limp Bizkit.
May ganto, may warning. So, ito naman si Alan Hutkin of the law firm said that the warning stickers record labels are required to put on CD cases if it has explicit language. Actually, act as an advertising device. Ito nga yung sinasabi mo. In drawing in kids. Grabe ka. Sabi niya, the fact is our society does not allow kids to watch or even get near a snuff film. Still, minors can go out and buy snuff music anytime they want without their parents even knowing. So, iba daw sa music. Di ba parang medyo stricto pa sila in other media. Yeah, pero pag sa music, parang mas okay lang. Sige, bumili ka niyan.
Mas lax.
Sabi naman ni Judge E. Jeffrey Burke, na dinismiss niya rin yung second appeal. Sabi niya, I do not consider Slayer's music obscene, indecent, or harmful to minors. Even though the album are required to carry the parental warning because of violence and sexual language, stating they are not suitable for underage listeners. Tapos, sabi ni David Poller, yung Erpat, there's a whole generation of children out there that are being fed this music. It's like feeding a child a little poison every day. We're saying enough is enough. Tapos nag-comment din naman yung Slayer. Sabi ni Paul Bostaff, ito yung drummer ng Slayer, nagbigay siya ng interview sa Guitar World magazine. Tapos ang sabi niya, they're trying to blame the whole thing on us. When he clearly thinks the blame should be put on the killers only. Sabi niya, if you're gonna do something stupid like that, you should get in trouble for it. Sabi niya, he continued pointing out how the killers didn't even follow their necrophilia sacrifice ritual that the band had detailed in their songs. Tapos sabi niya, bakit kasalanan ko? Sabi niya, parang kasalanan ko. Hindi naman ako yung pumatay.
Pero parents ni Paller ang nagreklamo or ni Fiorella?
Parents ni Paller. So if they would have followed the ritual perfectly, then, would the song have become obscene or complicit to the murder? Yun naman yung next question. Diba? Ikaw ba? Ano sa tingin mo?
Well, I think kanina ko pa. I've made my position clear na they shouldn't be responsible for it. I don't. Yun yung opinion ko. Kasi, tama yung sabi ni Judge kanina. Although, I have a feeling low-key fan si Judge.
Oo nga eh. Alam mo yung apologies ng Slayer ba to? Favorite niya to ng kabataan niya.
Pero sabi niya kasi, napakaraming media na dapat i-ban if you're gonna base it on that. Which is, totoo naman. We slap on yung stickers nga na ganyan as a warning. But it serves a different purpose. Nagiging an advertisement siya kagaya nga nung sabi. Pero kasi, blaming it on the music, on the band, it sounds like an excuse. Kasi, you have to remember, may drugs involved. Masiisipin ko pa, nakasalanan ng drugs. More than the death metal music. Ito kasi nangyari, it's three people na nagkaroon ng common interest, nagsama-sama, dagdagan mo ng death metal music, and then dagdagan mo ng drugs. Yun yung naging combination kung ba't nila ginawa itong mga... Sana nag-podcast na lang kayo, di ba?
Gumawa ng crime pro podcast, di ba? Or kung sa kanila, Satanism podcast, di ba?
Yeah. Ikaw ba?
Same din. Kasi hindi mo pwedeng sisi yung mga media. Kung nangyari. Di ba? Katulad din to nung nangyari kay Tsutomu Miyazaki. Di ba? Kasi nga, manga. He's into... Ang dami niyang collection.
Hentai pala.
Hentai, di ba? Kaya ganun, nahilig siya sa mga bata. So, ayun. Same din. Same ng stand din sa'yo na hindi kasalanan. Ito, nung... Ano yun? Nung mga ano banda, ng movies, di ba?
Yeah.
Okay. So, time always has a way of changing people, mind and opinion. It seems a lot of killers give their crime some thought after being in prison and revise their motives. Kasi ito naman si Dalashmut, doing a complete change of heart about what pushed him towards the murder. Before the trial, he had agreed dun sa dalawa na Slayer yung naging influence nila tsaka yung Satanism, ito, whole sacrifice. But a few years in prison had changed his mind. While giving interview sa Washington Post, sabi ni Dalashmut, sinisisi na niya yung iba. The music is destructive, he admitted, but he was no longer blaming it. That's not why Elise was murdered. She was murdered because Fiorella was obsessed with her and obsessed with killing her.
Okay.
So, when Fiorella was up for probation, he talked about his motives and what the music did to him. Sabi niya, it gets inside your head. Having reflected about on his crime differently than one of his co-conspirators, sabi niya, it's almost embarrassing that I was so influenced by the music. It started to influence the way I look at things. It's interesting how neither put any blame on the drugs they were using. Ito, sobrang sakto ka. Drugs on their own can't make you commit crime. But especially the acid they were taking could help alter their reality. So hindi ko alam kung ano yung acid na tinutukoy nila na another drug.
Well, I think yung ano, LSD. Yung... As bagay, 1995 to, so...
Oo.
Baka, I think. Yung ayan. Parang party drug na rin yata siya.
Ah, okay. So ito, which was being fed by death metal music they listened to on repeat. So researching the band Slayer and their music, it was the song 213 that seemed to describe the cause of the murder more than any other. Oh, may another, ano tayo, 213. So ito yung lyrics. Erotic sensations tingle my spine. A dead body lying next to mine. Ay. Smooth blue black lips. I started salivating as we kiss. Mine forever this sweet death. Continuing with how I love to kill you. The real thing they were embarrassed about, the real thing that drove them to commit their crimes, was getting the perfect girl to lay there and be theirs without rejecting them or refusing to give them what they wanted. They thought that a corpse would have given them what they wanted, sex, not mad guitar skills. With the chance for parole slipping away, Fiorella then changed his mind again. He's now saying that music had nothing to do with the murder in an interview with Entertainment Weekly. Claims that the crime was never intended as a satanic sacrifice, so he must have just wanted to kill. You know? So, all throughout the years, nag-iiba na yung kwento nila kung sino yung, kung ano talaga yung motive nila.
Saka medyo may sisihan portion na, no?
Slayer's music had absolutely nothing to do with Elise Spaller's murder and insisted it was never meant as a satanic sacrifice. Royce Casey, Jacob Dalashmut and Joseph Fiorella are currently serving their sentences. In 2016, Casey was denied parole at his first ever hearing and will be eligible again sa 2021. Si Fiorella naman up for parole. Oh, kakatapos lang June 2020 and information regarding the Lashmut is not available. Yung kay Fiorella, sinearch ko, hindi ko makita kung na-grant ba. So, feeling ko hindi. So, teka. Pero hanapin ko, we'll get back to you on that. Kung na-parole ba si Fiorella. So, ito yung The Satanic Murder of Elise Pollard.
Shit.
Yeah.
It's one of those things na parang this should not have happened. Diba? Parang
oo nga. Paano to? Kasi nga I mean, lahat yung exposure ba sa media ng mga ganito, yung cause, diba? Yeah. And pero ikaw nga, tulad ng sinabi mo, involved din, malaking factor din kasi yung drugs, yeah, diba?
Pero alam mo, on the other hand naman, because we have some listeners who are going to disagree with us, and I get kung bakit nila i-blame yung ganong klaseng media, like specifically the music. Kasi we have this thing about influence, diba? What you take in eventually comes out of you. So pwedeng itong tatlo, feeling ko, ito naman ay aking theory lamang. Meron na talaga silang tendencies. Noon pa, parang murderous tendencies na they masked behind their interest in Satanism, ganyan-ganyan. Ano na lang yun? Byproduct lang yun nung kanilang mga tendencies. Hindi yun yung cause. Na-fuel na lang ng music. Kasi parang, pag nakinig ka nga ng ganung music, nabanggit ko kanina, it puts you in a certain mood, diba? Tapos ganun pa yung, ganun yung lyrics na if you take it literally instead of artistically, pwedeng maging catalyst yung music. But I still say it's not to take the full blame. Music is influential, diba? Sabi nga ni Madonna, yung favorite quote natin kay
ano yan?
Music makes the people come together.
Yeah.
So itong tatlo nag-come together dahil dun sa music at siguro baka dun sila nagkakilala dahil sa interest nila dun. Or yun yung nag... Kasi diba minsan kapag kapareho kayo ng taste in music, mas nagkakasundo kayo. So nagkasundo-sundo itong tatlo, dun na naglabasan yung iba pa nilang mga interests which led them to this path. Parang ganun. So feeling ko yun yung responsibility ng music. But you can't blame them for the actual murder.
Yeah. Ang nagulat lang din ako na second attempt na pala nila to of murder. Diba? So may nauna pa na, ayun, plano talaga nila. And they would think na itong sacrifice nila to. Alam mo, diba, uso naman to, may mga conspiracy theory na ganito, na they had a deal with the devil, na they sold their souls the devil, yeah, para maging popular. So, di ba nga meron nga si Lady Gaga before na ganito, na issue na ganito. And maraming artists na ganito, na into satanic ritual or nakipag-deal sa devil para sumikat.
Yeah.
No? Kasi, hindi, sasabihin ko lang na nagkaroon ng issue before si Lady Gaga na nakita siya sa hotel na pinagstayan niya, yung bat, puro parang dugo daw, pero parang may red liquid, ganun.
Baka man nag-photoshoot lang siya, tapos ano.
Baka, oo. Ayan.
Food coloring.
Ikaw ba kung ano, if ever may kipag-deal ka sa devil,
anong hingin
ko? Anong hihilingin mo?
Ang hirap naman when you already have everything. Wow!
Ay!
Wala eh.
So parang there's no need, no?
Well, hindi mo naghahangad kasi ng fame and ano.
Ang sabagay.
Kayamanan.
Ayoko din. Pera gusto ko.
Pera, ay. Ano? Pwede. Cash na lang.
Oo. Maraming pera eh.
Ang ano nang iisip. Unlimited cash. How about that?
Oo, totoo. Yun din ang gusto ko. Kaya lang naalala ko yung bedazzled. Alam mo yun?
Yun nga.
Unlimited cash. Pero may catch. Ito ka. Oo, may catch lagi. Ano nga ba yun? Pag nung mayaman siya, parang drug cartel, ano siya eh, no?
Nung
yun ba yun yung sa bedazzle?
Or yung naging ano siya? Naging... Well, naalala ko nung basketball player siya, naging penis niya. Ano.
Maliit ba?
Parang tama ganun ba yung
catch. Super liit.
Tapos nung nanghingi siya ng super laki, ginawa naman siyang ano, gay. So, hindi niya na din ma-pursue yung gano'n. Ikantuhan talaga tayo ng movie dito.
Hindi, speaking of movie, kasi merong isang movie na based dito sa nangyari kay Elise Pollard, and that is Jennifer's Body. Naging cult classic na, di ba? Doon sa story, ay, although hindi mas spoiler, no? Yun yung nangyari. Merong isang banda na sinacrifice si Jennifer para, alam mo yun, sumikat sila. Which is, ayun, dito, ito yung based yun.
Yeah, si Megan Fox.
Yeah, at her prime. Sobrang ganda nitong Jennifer's Body. So, if you guys haven't seen, maganda to for Halloween rewatch.
Yeah, and si ano, si Karen Smith.
Si Needy.
Si ano?
Ang pangalan niya?
Shit.
Forgot. Shit, ano ba? Mean Girls.
Well,
hindi ko alam i-pronounce yung name niya eh.
Ano ba?
Mamma Mia.
Paano spell?
Teka. Wait, ginugel ko na.
Ah,
no?
Amanda. Nga, Amanda Seyfried.
Seyfried? Seyfried? Ayun. Ayun. Okay. May nag-suggest sa akin ito, kaya lang hindi ko na mahanap kung sino. So, ayun. Let me know if ikaw yung nag-suggest itong case na to ni Elise Pollard. Para proper credit.
Alam mo pa, isa pa naisip ko, di ba yung mga pinagsabihan na silang mga tao?
Oo.
Ano yung naramdaman ng mga yun, ano? Parang nung lumabas na yung news, pumutok na. Parang, puta, ito yung kinikwento niya sa akin. Parang ganun.
Oo nga eh. Siguro remorseful, di ba? Na, shit. Grabe, sinasabi na pala nila.
Kaya nga.
Pero
kasi nobody takes these teenagers seriously. Kasi di ba parang, ang edad, 14 to 16.
Oo.
Parang may imagine mo ba talaga na gumawa sila ng gano'n?
Gagawin ba talaga nila to? Diba?
Sobrang unsupervised na kasi nila. Bagay, nung 14, 15, 16 tayo, medyo may ano na tayo yan eh. We're trying to, ano,
find ourselves?
Oo, diba? yun yung parang, yung identity mo, trying to define. Tapos, parang allergic ka sa magulang mo.
Totoo yan na. Kasi nga, siguro yung time din natin na into sikat yung emo music.
Ayan, no. Diba? Why'd you have to go and things
so emo naman yung time natin, hindi death metal.
Alam mo na time na yun.
Mga ano, MCR, mga ganun tayo eh. Tapos alam mo yung may selfie na ano, malungkot ko niya.
Mabot ka ba sa pag-eyeliner?
Oh! Totoo, nag-eyeliner din ako.
Tingin.
Ikaw ba?
Hindi. Hindi naman. Pero may album mang MCR na kabisado ko. Ganong levels yung minemorize ko siya.
Totoo.
Alam na nga, kamiss naman.
Sobrang music ko ang Disenchanted. Mga ganyan.
Ayan,
feel na feel ko siya.
Famous.
Parang may, alam mo yung... Ayan. So, pero hindi naman tayo umabot sa point na sa bagay hindi naman into killing yun, di ba? Wala naman ganun music dati. Ano lang tayo? Ano ba? Emotional.
Emo. Pero meron pa rin sila mga themes ng mga ano, ng mga about death, about
sa bagay,
violence. Pero kasi nga, if you listen with a certain state of mind na, tapos parang nag-fuel na lang yung music, di ba? Kung ano na yung kung ano yung nararamdaman mo, yun, or kung ano yung gusto mong gawin, hindi na yung, parang ano na lang yung music, add-on na lang to it. Hindi siya yung cause dahil nakarinig tayo ng gano'n. Diba? I think.
Tsaka in the end naman, decision mo pa din naman.
In
din,
the
diba?
End, it
Linkin Park din pala, no?
Ito, sige, go.
Hindi, yun. Sasabihin ko lang, in the end, decision mo pa din naman yun. Hindi naman yung music yung pumatay, di ba?
True.
Parang, lahat naman tayo nag-iisip ng masama in our head, di ba? So, hindi naman natin yung kinatuloy.
Ito, Asep, nabanggit mo yung your own decision. Malaking factor kasi dyan yung peer pressure sa kanilang tatlo.
Yeah, siguro, and as kids din.
Kasi pasikat ka eh. Parang, ayaw mo mapahiya dun sa dalawa, so I'll play along. Pero sa loob-loob mo pala, parang ayoko naman itong gawin eh. Pero dahil gusto nila, pero, sige na nga.
Okay, gawin ko.
Diba? Only to find yung dalawa, ikaw din pala ang sisisihin kasi ikaw yung... kasi promoter po siya eh, parang ganun.
Oo.
Pati nagturoan diba? Na kayong tatlong gago. Nakakaasar lang. Kasi time and time again, may gantong lumalabas na cases and parang mga lawsuits, Marilyn Manson, yan, suki-suki ng
Oo, diba? Hindi ako nakapakinig noon. Nakakinig ka
naman. Oo, yun nga nabanggit ko dati na kakakinig ko na panaginipan ko siya. Yun yung naging effect niya sa akin na panaginipan ko siya. Pero kasi, siguro, if you approach this kind of music na artistically, na na-appreciate mo lang, lalo yung visuals nila sa music videos.
Ito to,
there should be no harm. Alam mo yung pinakinggan mo eh. It should be any different from watching a violent movie. Mas ano pa nga eh, minsan mas
kasi visual eh, as in actual na ginagawa, diba?
Pa nga. Lalo kapag true story, para maiisip mo pa, ay okay, nangyari talaga to in real life, why don't I, 'di ba? Mas alam mo 'yan.
Or imitate it. Ganun.
No, kawawa naman si Satan. Siya na naman ng naano.
Ako na naman. sasabihin ko lang na hindi ako nakinig ng music na to kasi deeply religious yung family ko before. Na pag kahit nga harmless na Hanson music, basta makita ako ng lolo ko na nanonood ng sa MTV na, oy, ba't ka nanonood yan? May sa demonyo yan. Ganyan.
Kasi may term for that, di ba? Parang yeah, earthly.
Sanlibutan, na gano'n.
Oo, yung parang makamundo.
Oo, na it's wrong, diba? Yan. Kaya hindi ako nakapakinig ng mga gano'n. Kasi nga, natatakot ako, baka pag nahuli ako, pagalitan ako. Kaya hindi ko napapanood sa MTV yung mga yan.
Yeah, totoo.
Eh, diba ikaw, favorite mo si Bjork? Diba, weirdo siya, gano'n.
Yeah, although wala pa namang siyang lyrics na ano yun? Sacrifice, the high priest, erotic body beside.
Alam mo, hindi ko nga maintindihan yung lyrics niya minsan eh. Kasi parang very ungol na, ewan. Na parang hymnal.
Hindi kasi ano yung music niya. Ang tag doon. Hindi standard na.
Oo, hindi regular eh. Kaya ang weird.
Diba, sanay tayo dun sa may bilang yung 8 counts.
Oo.
So minsan hindi. Parang ang counts sa kanya 11 or 13.
Oo, tapos minsan sobrang na-fascinate ako sa videos kasi, wait, ano nangyayari? Yeah. Ano to? Ang weird.
Pero, ano pa rin, maganda pa rin. Still art.
Ay, siya fan. Said like a true fan. Ayun, so ito yung satanic murder ni Elise. And nga pala, since this is a story that involves sacrifices for in exchange of something, another na marerecommend ko sa hashtag Cripsilog Recommends ang kung hindi nyo pa mapapanood, Babysitter. May dalawa na siya, di ba? Babysitter and Babysitter Killer Queen.
Ayun ba yun? Iniiwas-iwasan ko yun sa Netflix. Sige,
ay, maganda. Panoorin mo.
Okay. Sige.
Panoorin ang ganda. Nagustuhan ko. Kasi napanood ko yung una and then nagustuhan ko. Tapos pinanood ko na yun yung pangalawa din nung weekend. Tsaka si si Weaving, Samara Weaving.
Ready or Not.
Ready or Not.
Okay. Oh, maganda yan. May na-recommend sana ako, kaso, siya about satanic ritual, sacrifice. Kaso pag sinabi ko yun, tapos hindi mo pa napapanood, masaspoil yung movie for you kasi it doesn't start out that way. Malalaman mo lang sa dulo na may satanic ritual. Alam mo yun?
Oh my God! Oo. So dapwag. Oo. Next time na lang.
Sisimplehan ko na lang next time.
Oo. Sige. Ayun.
Siguro sobrang horrible nilang gumawa ng music. Like, tong tatlong to the point na, sige na, para gumaling tayo mag-gitara. Sacrifice tayo ng ganito.
Na parang siguro ang right path ay mag-practice mag-gitara kung gusto niyong gumaling mag-gitara. Pero naghanap sila ng easy way out eh, di ba?
Hatred pa kayo. Baka hindi talaga kayo para sa banda. Tanggapin nyo, it's not for everyone.
Well, kaya nga, ito, gumawa na lang tayo ng deal sa devil para kaysa kasi nga hindi naman tayo magaling.
Yeah. Sabi ko nga, nag-podcast na lang kayo. yun ngayon yung equivalent na, di ba dati, let's start a band. Ngayon, let's start a podcast.
So ito yung Sana nag-enjoy kayo sa kwento na for today.
Ang galing, Gage. Thank you. Right, just in time for Halloween.
Oo.
Salamat.
And kayo guys, what do you think? What do you guys think about this story? Let us know. Tweet us sa Cripsilog Tapos kung meron man kayo mga stories na gustong isend sa amin and recommendations tulad nito. Uy, if ever sino yung nag-recommend nito, hit me up, di ba? DM us sa Cripsilog sa Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Yes, and if you have story submissions, like similar dito, or kahit hindi, inspired nito.
Inuunti-unti ko na din yung mga suggestions nila. So, ayun.
Kaya.
May backlog din sa suggestions.
Daming nga. Ang hirap minsan kasi gusto natin gawin lahat. Andun na yun. Pero, ang hirap i-research ng iba. Like, one time, mayroon nag-recommend sa atin. Kalimutan ko din. Pero, check ko mamaya. Yung, kay ano naman, yung conspiracy ng kay Paul McCartney, napatay na siya
sa The Beatles. Sa pagkamatay niya?
Well, buhay pa siya up to now.
Ay, sorry! Sino yun? John Lennon?
Si John Lennon, isip mo. Pero,
oo nga.
Sabi, at some point in their career, namatay siya, pero dahil ayaw nilang masira yung band dahil sa pagkamatay niya, they replaced him with a clone. So, pinanood ko itong parang 2-hour long na documentary. And sobrang dami talaga ng ano doon, ng details. Kasi yun yung suggestion sa atin. Kaso na-realize ko parang halfway through na all of these are parang visual. Parang it wouldn't work as a podcast episode for me. Kasi anday mong kailangang i-describe sa album cover na mga hints. Kasi apparently, itong tatlong surviving members, they give out hints na ito yung clue na patay na talaga siya. So parang kahit na-research ko na yung, napad ko na yung docu na nirecommend sa atin, hindi ko pa rin siya magawa as an episode kasi ang hirap niya i-convert into audio discussion. Yung ganun. Mas maganda siya na YouTube content.
Yeah,
so, pasensya na po.
And
but excuse.
Ay, ito ba 'yung sinasabi mo na hindi mo siya gagawin?
Parang hindi ko siya.
Or mahirapan ka.
Balik
mo eventually, 'di ba?
Siguro may ibang
you'll
source.
Get your drift.
Yeah, but that's just us saying na gusto naming gawin 'yung mga suggestions niyo.
Meron pa isa, gusto ko siya. Sobrang favorite ko itong case na 'to, pero hindi ko magawa kasi alam mo 'yung expectation na I want it to be the best. Charot. Hindi, kasi sobra kasing gusto ko tong case na to. And ayoko na baka pag ginawa ko siya na hindi, na ginawa ko siya tapos hindi ko siya magustuhan.
Ano ba yan?
Eh, sasabihin ko ba?
Tanggalin na lang natin.
Hindi, kay...
medyo matagal-tagal mo ng plano yun. Alisin ko ba?
Sobrang tagal na nito na kaya...
Hindi ko siya kakat ko ba yan?
Although gusto ko. Sige. Or i-blip mo na lang. Kasi gusto ko din siyang gawin. Yeah. Pero, ayun.
Kailangan
ko ng preparation na matagal.
At saka may isip pa, parang this is such a big case na alam ng lahat. I have to do this justice.
Oo, totoo. Yeah. Ayun. Pero, keep them coming, di ba? Yung mga suggestions. Kasi ito, ginagawa na namin siya as we go along. So, ayun. Ano pa ba? Email nyo kami sa cripsilog@gmail.com. Pwede din.
Yes, or DM us, or Curious Cat kung Curious gusto Cat, nyo yeah. Anonymous. And also listen to other Cutprint Podcast Network shows.
Yeah,
ngayon, i-announce natin. Nag-prepare tayo ng radio drama. Parang network-wide. Lahat ng... hindi man lahat.
Ang lakas maka-ano. MCU.
May crossover ang mga podcasters. Nag-prepare kami ng... horror story for you guys. Tapos susundan nyo siya. So, ang first episode ay lumabas sa Pop Emergency. So, the next episode, hindi ko pa sure kung saan lalabas. Pero, announce na lang.
We'll let you know. Yeah.
So, sundan nyo yung story. Maganda siya.
Ayun, meron pa ba tayong nakalimutan? Or...
May shoutouts ka ba dyan?
Hindi ako prepared. Meron, pero hindi, wala eh. Ano pa ba? Meron, pero wala. Ikaw
wala
ba? Atin. Ayan. Yan lang. Maraming salamat for always listening to us. My name is Gideon.
This is Glenn.
Mercy and compassion.
And productivity, big tree.
Bye.
Bye.
optional.